Did I insult you people?
Right.
Hello and welcome to Rick's Martini Bar. I'm Jerry McCarty here with a bunch of other guys, and it's we're in Vegas. Metro Podcast. And no Rick and Amanda, but I got the editor of the McCarty Metro.
Thank you.
Brad Savage. Brad, introduce the crew.
Well, I don't know everybody here. Sorry. We got, of course, Jerry. We got Brother Steve.
Hello.
We got Joe DeVito.
Jay Franklin.
Jerome Klotz.
Hey, everybody.
Jim Sealing.
Brother Charlie.
And Jack DeVito.
And we are sitting at the MGM Grand Hotel where they have a live lion. I did not know that.
And if everything goes well, he'll be in our room tonight.
Yay!
We've
had a few cocktails. And if you haven't been to Vegas, when you walk down the street, they give you this little, just so you can hear the sound. And they give you a little picture of a naked woman with
it's got a star over
stars
it.
Over the good parts.
Yeah. I'm collecting all 52.
As long as we got this opportunity, we are on a podcast. I would ask Jerome to do one here at Carrie.
Oh,
it's a beautiful thing.
I don't really have enough cocktails in me to do it well, but I'll give it my best shot.
You can do it.
You can do it.
You can do it.
Hey, everybody. Hey, it's Harry Carey here with Steve Stone. Hey, if you were a hot dog, would you eat yourself? I know I would. I'd slather myself up with relish and mustard. Oh, it'd be great.
What do you think of Surrey, Harry?
Oh, Surrey. Oh, I'd slather her up with something, I'll tell you that.
Harry, what would you say about the Spirit Airline?
About the Spirit Airlines.
That's beautiful. I love Spirit Airlines.
There's like a donkey next to you, or like a goat.
Say it! A minority person behind us, and
neighbor.
And she was coughing to the point where it was either cancer or tuberculosis. So, I'm just saying.
They need a TV test.
You know, if all of us don't make it back, it was the latter of the two.
Yeah, stop talking about them goddamn cougar ants. Damn suburbanites and follow me out to Vegas.
Hello, motherfucker. Want
to find out what I'm doing out here?
I think I'm telling my
cougar ants. In Vegas.
The boogie man.
So I said to Lulu, I'm going to Vegas with the boys and see my friend Eric Carey.
So far for the night, we went to Bill's and I lost $40.
I had a $55. I lost 50.
50?
And
I started off well.
I'm 30 to the good at baggage claim, motherfucker.
We came to Joe's Suite, and so far I've eaten about $40 of food. So
and,
I'm
even. A leader of absolute.
Yeah, so I
had a potato chip.
So compared to my first cocktail at Bill's, $600 worth of vodka.
So we're in a two-bedroom suite at the MGM Grand, and what's this baby go for? Just for people
well,
on the podcast
since,
that want to come.
Well, there's a discount applied to the suite since Kelly fell on the midget.
Oh, yeah, you can get anything you want in Vegas.
The room's comped after...
The midget was not comped.
After Kelly made the video with the midget.
The donkey was booked already.
Tell how much the third night is, Joe.
The third night, $700. That's why we're leaving.
Yeah. We got to go.
We got to go to a different hotel.
There's two nights.
Woo! Look at the time.
We lied and said we were leaving after the two nights.
So you're staying at the MGM. You guys are at Bill's. And how are the accommodations compared to this?
Jim, were there any springers of those on the... bathroom facilities.
Jerry, I
left him one.
quick check revealed no pubes before Jerome.
Nice springy jobs on the toilet seat.
I did wipe my anus on Jerry's pillow for what it was worth.
Didn't we all?
And I'm really? Staying
because I switched the pillows.
I knew that.
I figured that was going to happen.
And that's why we switched them before you came.
I apologize for this, Margaret. And I am staying at the Treasure Island. And just a second here, real fast, but Kelly has already spilled on his shirt. Okay.
I've got.
At least he hasn't.
Soda water!
At least he hasn't puked in his hat yet.
No, that's true. We got soda water.
Hey! Hey, everybody.
Okay, so what's the agenda for Vegas?
Spray soda water on him.
So what's the agenda for Vegas?
Agenda?
This is Viva Las Vegas.
You're talking agendas again?
So tomorrow you're golfing, is that correct?
Yeah,
tonight we're going to go out. Tonight we're out. Where are we going?
We're going to gamble. I need to get my gamble out.
Gamble.
We got to pick up that $50 we lost.
We got one small cocktail.
It's the Paradiso Casino, I think it's called.
Paradiso. And
there's a pubic hair in the ice, for God's sake.
And then tomorrow, you're golfing.
Three of them are.
And then,
four of them are.
And then tonight is douchebag night. Yes. Everybody's wearing a big watch and a fake watch.
Thank you for the watch. Yeah.
Tomorrow's apparently going to be douchebag night as well.
Tomorrow's douchebag night. It's actually every night is going to be douchebag night, I think.
We have the douchebags.
So I'm going to do...
I think you're onto something there.
Bag of douche?
And then what else?
Thank you, brother.
What else is on the agenda?
Saturday is Old Vegas, so we are. Joe has got a pimpin' red hat,
yes.
Fedora with red sunglasses.
Red fedora.
Jim is wearing the fro. I've got a shiny shirt. Kelly's got a shiny shirt.
That's Saturday night.
That is Saturday.
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 That's the shift. Yes, we've got.
Saturday night we're going to Tao, and tomorrow night we're going where?
XS.
XS.
Tomorrow night is XS. Nice.
Where it's midget night.
It's midget night.
Live from Las Vegas. I like it. Are you rubbing your nipple or cleaning your shirt?
We're trying to clean Kelly's shirt, and it's a big shirt. Yes.
So far, I think we actually have one clean spot on the shirt.
But it's suddenly see-through.
Yeah,
it's cranberry.
I can't be sure, but I think a pickle just fell off.
Oh. It's a cranberry white.
Yeah.
We're counting down, 3 hours till Whopper Jr. came?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Kelly's looking forward to a Whopper Jr. at 3 in the morning.
Cheese. I think we are having it, too. We did. Kelly spent himself walking down here, and that was a long walk.
Kelly's a handicap. I've got my handicap placard, by the way.
Nice.
Yes.
You guys would have told me how to drove.
Yeah.
I drove from L.A. Everybody else flew in from Detroit.
Detroit.
Yeah, and a variety of
cherries. Wow, that 10 minutes is up already.
Did you drive him?
I drove from L.A.
How long of a drive is that?
3 hours, 4 hours, somewhere around there.
Hey!
Hey!
Okay, well, let's just tell one Vegas story that this is already an R-rated podcast, so you can tell whatever you want. The history of what number of Vegas is this?
We need to figure that out. Is this 10?
10 years.
Or 9. We said 8.
9 years running, coming to Vegas, and what has been the most drunk that you've gotten?
Matt's not here.
I would say it has been Schultz.
Okay, let's pick on the guy that's not here.
I don't know. I think Larry gave him a run for his
Larry
money, didn't he?
He had to give Larry a room.
Yeah, but Shaw was Shaw, yeah.
And
trust me, I roomed with the brother.
And what
how many times did you come? Oh, that was when Jerome threatened you to make sure that
yes.
you would check on him.
And did you mad ass motherfucker?
You're going to get your fat ass out of bed every half hour and make sure my buddy's not dead.
I was concerned about the brother, man. He was not responding.
He was going down.
See, now just to compare Larry, Steve and I just left.
Now Larry, that was
and you took his key. I'm not sure what that did.
One thing did.
He was drinking. What was he drinking that night? Larry was drinking the
Everclair.
And what was Shaw drinking that night?
Same thing.
Everclear.
All you dumbasses keep on going back to the same place. You know, it's trade turn.
I will say the night that Larry had the room, Shoal gave him an upper decker there in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Dropped a deuce in the top tank. Casey threw up and flushed, he'd get a big old...
Now, Margaret's going to listen to this and throw out the whole damn thing. There ain't nothing
this
going
is
on.
Not here. Let's
put a little explicit thing on.
Who else is coming in? The Schmidt brothers are coming in.
Gersek and Schmidt are at New York with their crew of eight.
Bobby Schmidt's in town with Jeff, his brother Jeff.
Yeah. The highlight of the night is going to be tomorrow at Big Club. What are we going to?
XS.
Did you hook us up?
Yeah.
Where's that at?
The Wynn.
It's at the Wynn, so we hang out with Steve Wynn and all the other guys.
Yeah, Bob. I think Bobby Wynn is going to be there too.
Bobby Wynn and
Billy
Wynn.
Cousin George.
That's going to be the highlight. And if you had to bet on who's going to win the most money,
I think Jerry's up there.
Are you fucking?
I think you're doomed.
Well, yeah, because I've never won. As a matter of fact, not only have I never won, I've never been up. I mean, I have hit every single time I start in a hole and just go deeper. I have never even been up. Not even for like an hour.
Maybe the DeVito brothers will be a...
Brother Chekowitz.
I hate to call this short, but unfortunately we've gone past our time.
No way!
It's hard to believe.
I want 30 bucks waiting for my bags, dude.
So this was the R-rated version. We'll do a PG one tomorrow.
Joseph Banks.
Thanks for joining us.
I love Joseph Banks.
At Rick's Martini Bar with No Rick. So this is really Joe's Martini Bar.
Yeah!
DeVito.
Little Sylvester.
We're at the MGM with the McCartney brothers.
Really, we're not gay.